The new president of Lordstown's United Auto Workers Union is facing the elimination of another shift and making a vehicle that the company says customers are shifting away from. David Green was sworn in yesterday as the new president of Local 1112, which represents assembly workers at GM's Lordstown plant. The union also now includes fabrication plant workers, previously Local 1714, of which Green was the president from 2007 until 2013. That's the time period when GM decided to build the Chevy Cruze at the plant. The car was once a big seller, but the plant will be down to one shift next month due to what the company says is shrinking demand for fuel-efficient vehicles. Green says his priority as president will be to convince GM to send more products to the Lordstown plant.
The corporation now, their tax rate went down from 35% down to, 22 under the new Trump tax plan. This is billions of dollars that they're saving in tax revenue. We want them to invest that money in America.
Green says that includes gearing up the Lordstown plant to build larger vehicles, which he's hopeful will bring back some of the 2,700 jobs lost over the past 2 years when the plant eliminated its third shift and then its second. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.